Hello there. May I speak to Sarah Baker?
Yes, this is she.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Very well. And I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
I will vote.
You will vote? Definitely vote?
Yes, I will.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's continue. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, let's move on. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
African-American.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm black.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, thank you. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
72.
Thank you. Moving on, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Would that be very conservative or just somewhat conservative?
Just somewhat.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'll be satisfied if they can get Trump out of the country.
Okay, but
that'll
would
make
you say
everything
you...
better?
All right, I understand. So you say you are satisfied. Is that correct? Or
yeah,
very satisfied? Well, that's not included in the question. So based on the question I asked...
You put that in the question.
I should, right?
Yes, you should.
Okay, so how would you, do you feel? Very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Thank you, ma'am. Next time, all right?
Okay.
I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress that most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all to you. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay, the first issue mentioned is lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. From 0 to 10, how important is that to you?
It's important, 10.
10, all right. Let's move on. Next is combating climate change and protecting the environment.
10.
10 as well. All right. Making college more affordable.
10.
10, all right.
I used all my money to send my baby to college.
I understand that. Yes, I got, my nephew just went to Connecticut University, and it's a lot of money, even though, you know, it's a state university. Okay.
Yeah, my daughter went to Valdosta State University.
All right. Improving K-12 education. How important is that from 0 to 10?
10.
10, all right. And addressing immigration and border security.
That should be a 10.
10 as well, all right. And fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10.
10, all right. Banning tobacco products for adults.
I didn't hear that one.
Banning tobacco products for adults.
For adults, yeah, okay, I'll go along with that.
Yeah, I mean, what number would you give it, though? How important is that to you from 0 to 10?
I'll give it a 5.
5, okay, somewhat important, okay. And reducing crime and gun violence.
We need to get rid of that. 10.
10 as well. Okay, let's move on fast. Thank you, ma'am. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I approve because he's doing his best. It's just that he don't have everybody backing him.
I see. And would you say you strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
I approve.
Strongly?
I approve what he's doing.
Correct, but the choices are strongly approve or somewhat approve.
Approve. Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you, ma'am. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. However, if you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, you can tell me. You can say so.
I can't answer that one. But
no, well,
two people need to come out of Congress.
All right.
That's the House Speaker and Trump.
I see. Very well. How do you feel about the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, from 0 to 100? How do you feel about that organization?
I'll give him a 70.
70? Okay. And how do you feel about Mr. Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
100.
100. How do you feel about the tobacco industry?
I don't care too much for tobacco because I was a smoker and I got cancer.
Mm-hmm. So what grade would you give them from 0 to 100?
To get rid of tobacco, 100.
No. I mean, the 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable.
Zero.
Okay. And how do you feel about Democrats in Congress?
They're doing better than the Republicans. I give them a 75.
75. All right. Moving on. And just one more. How do you feel about Mr. Donald Trump?
0000.
Wow, I don't have that one, so I had to give him only 10, okay? All right. Moving on. Thank you, ma'am. Almost there. I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 is if it's not important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. For authorizing prescription medication from 0 to 10, how important is that for the FDA to be focused on?
10,
all right. And reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl. How important is that?
I'll get it a 1.
1?
Because that stuff is killing kids.
Correct. And the higher the number, the most important it is. The lower the number is, the less important it is. So how important is reducing...
If it's important, I give it a 10.
10. It's reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl. So you give it a 10?
Yeah.
Thank you. Banning different tobacco products for adults. How important is that?
To buy what?
Banning different tobacco products.
Oh, banning.
For adults.
Oh,
yes.
100.
The highest is 10 in this particular
10,
okay? Very well.
Get rid of it.
Preventing underage tobacco use.
Should that be lower?
Yeah, but remember, from the higher the number, the most important. The lower the number is, the less important.
Preventing
underage tobacco use.
Yeah, I'll give that a 0. Underage, no, they don't need no tobacco.
Correct. Very well, but remember, the question is...
Attend,
yes. If the FDA should be focused on that particular issue that we mentioned, preventing underage tobacco use.
They need to take tobacco off the...
So that's a 10?
Off the chart. Yeah, that's a 10.
All right.
Take tobacco out and alcohol.
All right. And how important it is removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
10.
Okay, very well. Let's move on. Thank you, ma'am. It's already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose that?
I oppose that.
In this case, you have to tell me if you support or oppose that proposal.
No, I don't support that.
In that case, you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I oppose that.
Do you oppose it strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. Very well, let's move on. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
I strongly oppose.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm to the community.
And that would be someone more harm or much more harm?
Much more.
Much more, okay. Regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for the adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Other issues are more important. Thank you, ma'am. Almost done. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about these bans. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A says, some people say that tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose too great a risk to the public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. That's statement A. Statement B says, other people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives and that what people choose to do is their own business. It's one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco use, but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of adult Americans. Which one do you agree with more, statement A or statement B?
B, because secondhand smoke kills worse than smoking it.
Well, statement B, well, let me read statement B again. It says, other people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives and that what people do is their own business. It's one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco use, but the government should not limit personal freedoms of adult Americans. That's statement B. Statement A says, some people say that the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose too great of a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. Which
eight.
One do you agree with more?
A.
Much more with eight or just somewhat
much,
more?
Much more.
Okay. Very well. Almost done. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? First, prohibition. An approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products more prohibitive, or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm for tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. So which one do you agree with more, prohibition or harm reduction?
Reduction.
Reduction. Okay, thank you, ma'am. And almost done here. I'd like to read you some of the things some people say would come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first one mentioned here is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, which has, with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from the black market sales. Would you be very concerned about that, ma'am? Somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very, very concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you. deregulation of these products and less accountability and visibility in the industry in general, making it harder to track and regulate these products, that means tobacco products. Would you be very, very concerned about that as well? Somewhat concerned?
Yes. Very concerned.
Very concerned.
Well,
and just,
I'm going to have to let you go now because I have to take a breathing.
Yeah, just a couple more questions more so we can get to the point where I can submit the survey.
Oh, but I at 6:15, I'm supposed to go on.
I see. But okay, one more question. Ask you one more question. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Would you be very concerned about that? Somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all?
Very concerned.
Very concerned.
Okay.
Let me see where we are right now.
I got to go. My husband just set up my machine, so I got to get on my machine.
Okay, and I call you back so we can finish the survey later, ma'am. We are almost at 65%.
Oh, well, maybe.
Because, you know, just a few more questions so we can get to the point where I can submit the survey. It's too late. Muy largo este survey.